Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, young Republicans. The young Republicans are wishing they had deleted their whole text string today. This is so sad, but I'm not surprised. When people show you who they are, believe them the first time. The young Republicans' Telegram chat has been leaked. Telegram is a, you know, like a WhatsApp. It's a communication service you can use. Often it is encrypted and it's less hackable than some other ones. 2,900 pages from the Restore YR, meaning Young Republicans War Room, Telegram have been leaked. Over a dozen millennial and Gen Z Republican leaders, including state senators, state chairs, and candidates for the Young Republican National Federation chairmanship have been leaked, and it is catastrophic for them. It exposes toxicity and extremism, racism, just the hate. I can't read the texts that were in the string because the FCC does not allow me to read them in full. But I will share with you, friends, that participants widely used racial slurs like the N-word, referred to people of color as monkeys, and quote, this is not me saying it, it's the young Republicans, certain young Republicans listed here, the watermelon people. One of the texts said, great, I love Hitler. When referencing putting political opponents, quote, in the gas chamber, they asked, can we fix the showers? The gas chambers don't fit the Hitler aesthetic now. Jewish opponents were referred to as fat, stinky Jew. They were musing about raping enemies and driving others to suicide. One of them said they want to create, quote, and this is a quote, the greatest physiological torture methods known to man. The word rape was described by one member as epic. There was an approval for another youth group by saying they support slavery and all that bleep. They are stunning. And again, I can't read the exact text because they are so racist and awful and hate-filled that I can't say them on the radio. Okay? This is absolutely disastrous for the young Republicans unless you agree with what they are espousing. Unless these text messages on Telegram have pulled back a curtain and shown what the young leaders in this party, I mean, they're members of the Young Republican Party, really want to do. Multiple members, by the way, were immediately fired and forced out of their professional and political roles, including the vice chair of the Kansas Young Republicans and the staffer for a state senator. Another job offer was rescinded. Elise Stefanik is a prominent Republican. Senate Majority Leader Rob Ort and Roger Stone were forced to publicly and strongly condemn the comments, demonstrating that the behavior is indefensible to high-ranking pro-Trump figures. They say this is not okay. So the grown-ups in the room, the older Republicans, the more established Republicans, some of them have come out and said this is not okay. This is not okay. I mean, you can go online and read the text yourselves. They are disgusting and horrific. And yet, I have seen opinion pieces that were quickly written because the story just broke like yesterday that said, you know, this is a new culture. Sociologists are noting that this is a culture where racist, anti-Semitic, and violent rhetoric circulate freely. Okay, they circulate freely. The words are chilling, sociologists who have looked at these say, because there are individuals who eventually act on these views in public policy. These aren't stupid people. These are our young political leaders. So they know better, certainly than in a public chat. They know better, but maybe that's how they really feel. And that's what the sociologists who have looked at this say. And in this instance, friends, you know how I was saying that I don't, whether or not there were phone logs of who Mayor Fry called and whom, sure, transparency is great, but who he called and when is not really of an interest to me. This is of interest to me. And quite frankly, I'm really glad it came to the light of day, because I hope Republicans do not want these young people running their party. I really don't. If it's true, and according to these texts, it is true that some of these young Republican leaders, some, the ones that were involved in the chat, I'm definitely not saying all, they do harbor these extreme, hateful, violent views. They are, A, dangerous to America, and then a liability to their party, undermining the party's efforts to present a unified force. It is absolutely terrifying that these texts exist, that they were written, that they were laughed at together with, that they thought these texts were either fun or even okay to send in this digital age when we do have group texts. And by the way, they even joked on the text that if these texts ever got out, we'd be finished. You think? I mean, here is an example of, I didn't know I needed to see these texts, but now I need to see them because we really need to question what is happening in the young Republicans. And then grown-up Republicans need to do some weeding. They need to do some taking out of the trash. This culture of what's called casual extremism is dangerous, and it could be deadly. And policy works. Policy works. And these kids are getting schooled, and they are the young Republicans that are coming up in the system to create policy. And that is what affects you and I every single day. And we cannot have a pattern of hate speech, violent fantasies, and nihilistic cruelty written for everyone to see, or people to believe and people to share in one of our political parties. I am glad that some of the Republicans came out with an outcry against these texts. But let me tell you, I will not soon forget this. That is why I am not a Democrat. I am not a Republican.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is absolutely horrific. Republicans, clean up your act. Clean out your closet. Get rid of what sociologists are calling casual extremism that is a new culture. Literally, the culture of casual extremism. It's not okay. You have been exposed. Clean up your act. All right. Text heavy, digital heavy conversations this morning. My goodness.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.